We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Nesvav Amar Aleph, and we are beginning again from the Mishnah Daf Yudal Amar Beis. Amar Rav Yosi, Ma'aseh v'Tanoikis Yordu L'Malis Mayim V'Na'ayin. There was a Tanoikis who went to fill up water from the well, V'Ne'enso, and someone was Ma'anasar. And we're not sure who this person is. Amar Rav Yechon Ben Uriyim, Rav Anshiyim Rasin L'Kuhuna. If Rav of that city are people who could marry off their daughters to Kahuna, Harezu Tanasi L'Kahuna, then she could marry L'Kahuna, which means that most of the years, K'sherim, the halacha is, she could get married to Kahuna, she's not possible L'Kahuna. Omle Rav L'Rav Nachman, Zakta Gemara, Omle Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yechon Nuri Dama Kaman, who's Rabbi Yechon Nuri like? Iker Rabbi Gamliel. If it's like Rabbi Gamliel, we had Machlokes before in the Mishnayos, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, in a case where she was nivela to someone, and she comes to ask her, who is that? And she says, Ish Ploini V'Kayinu. So Rabbi Gamliel says, she's Neman, even connected Rav Psulim. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not Neman, a Philip Rav Ksherim. So Ikar Rabbi Gamliel, a Philip Rav Psulim, Nami Machshus. What does our Mishnah say, Dafka Rav Ksherim? And Ikar Rabbi Yeshua, a Philip Rav Ksherim, Nami Possel. Even Rav Ksherim also, it's Possel. So we spoke about yesterday, Taisa has a kasha, that what's Rav Gamliel got to do with over here? Rav Gamliel is talking about Dafka via Bari. We're talking about, she says Bari, that I know who it was. So Taisa explains that our Gemara also, Gemara says, Iri Rav Gamliel, the Gemara must mean, if it's going a case of Bari, and according to Rav Gamliel, then I feel Rav Psulim. And if it's not, then even according to Rav Yeshua, that should be the halacha, the Imri Rav Yeshua, even by Rav Ksherim, it should be possible. So Gemara wants to know, what are we talking about over here? This story was in the Yom HaShuk of Tzipori, where there were a lot of caravans coming in from all over the place. And like Rav Ami says, that these caravans that were coming in were Adam Kasherim, were Kashdiga people, and therefore it's something we call Trey Ruby, even though in Svara it doesn't really make it any better, but it's called Trey Rav. You have Rav Ksherim in this city, and you have Rav Ksherim in the next city. So when Rashi learns the Gemara, it's going according to Rav Yeshua. You asked me, according to Rav Yeshua, I feel a Rav Ksherim is no good. So what does it help in our Mishnah Rav Ksherim? And for the Gemara, here there's Trey Ruby. There's Rav Ksherim here in the city, and there's Rav Ksherim in the caravans. That's the Pshat. That's why you go bus the Rav. Our Mishnah says, go bus the Rav, go into Rav Yeshua, because you have two Ravs. If someone, if the Isha was Nivela on a wagon, it's Kashal Kuna. You mean on a wagon? If she's Nivela in the time of the Kronos, for the time of there's an influx of people coming from other places, so then the Lach is Kashal Kuna. But if someone was Pirish Mitzpiri, where you say, call the Pirish Ruba Pirish, but if it's only one Rive, if someone left the city of Tzipiri Ubal, have Vlad Stuki, the Vlad Stuki, because you need two Rives. Either Kiyos Ravdimi said, B'shem Ziri, B'shem Rav Chanina, or it was without Ravdimi, but Amrila, Amma Ziri, Rav Chanina, Holchanacha Rive, Ir, Vain Holchanacha Rive, Sia. You go bus a Rive of the city, but you don't go bus a roiv of a caravan. So what is that talking about? Klap Elia. If anything, if you had to go bus a one roiv, a roiv of a siya would be better than a roiv of a ear. And the reason is because hani naidi v'hani kvi v'kaimi. Anytime something is moving, there's a bigger chance in halacha, we call that something that's naidi, not kavua, is more called a parash maru parash. But the city, which is kavua v'kaimi, would be more of a suffix. So it can't be saying that you go bus Rav Ir, not Rav Siya. Ela holchanacha Rav Ir, v'hu, this here reads the Memra, v'hu dike Rav Siya b'hadeh. V'ein holchanacha Rav Ir gredesa. V'leacha Rav Siya gredesa. So what we're saying is, in like 10 different lines, just to bring out this point, we had a question, that according to Rav Yeshua, l'chayra, Rav Ksherim doesn't help. Teretz says here there's two Ravs. There's Rav Ksherim in the city, and there's Rav Ksherim in the caravans that are coming in. And one Rav would not be enough. We need two Ravs. Like we said, Barichas here, that Dafka Bakroinois, where there's Rav of the caravan and Rav of the city. And the memra that Ziri said over, or Ziri said over, is that Ein Holchanacha Rav Ir Gredesa, and you don't go after Rav Sia alone. You need both together. Again, Ela Holchanacha Rav Ir, Vahudika Rav Sia Vahada. You don't go about the Rav Ir alone. You hear that, Maishi? You need two Ravs. My time. What's the reason, Taka? What's pshat? Gzeira, roiv siya, to roiv ear. First of all, we make a gzeira. You can't go what's roiv siya, or to go what's roiv ear. What's wrong going what's roiv ear? Roiv ear nami. Why can't go what's roiv ear? So the word says, because idika ozli inu lagaba, if the man leaves the ear and comes and boil this person, called the paros, ruru paros. We have a klal that if someone leaves the roiv, we assume he's from the roiv. And the roiv kshayim, so it's kosher. But Rashi's gear seer is, here, ikudal ka ozla iu lagabayu. Sometimes she goes to them. And if she goes to one of the houses in the city, to have a kavua, there's an idea called kavua, vamrazir called kavua kamechsa mechsdami. We'll see it's exer as a cost, really, that called kavua kamechsa mechsdami. It means if you have a roiv, but they're kavua where they are, and someone goes to one of those houses, so then it's kavua, then it's like a suffix. So here, what the Gemara is saying like this, you can't go bust a roiv siya because otu roiv ear. What's wrong going with the roiv ear? Otu a case where she went to them, where it'd be a mechsa mechsa. So Rashi explains that we're going to Rabbi Yeshua. Look at Rashi. The Rashi, the ikka the kaozla gabayo. But like I seen in Ma'ika, yeshay leches he etzloy have the kavua. Hilka chafil b'roiv ksherim. Even my roiv ksherim, I roiv ear, I roiv see apostle. Ki Rabbi Yeshua. Umushum trei rubi achshrei lekamayim midi lekamigzam midi. But two roivs, we don't make a gzeira because two roivs very that's different. You're not going to make a gzeira. So what's Rashi saying? I'm going to Rabbi Yeshua, and by two roivs, Rabbi Yeshua is matir. The Shvarkai is like this. Why do you have, if you don't go to Rav Yeshua, didn't we say according to Rav Yeshua, Rav Sherim is not enough? Our Gemara is not so really Rav Sherim should be enough. Just Rav Siya Otu Rav Eir, and Rav Eir Otu Kavua. What do you mean? We don't go with the Rav. I'll tell you why I need to Rav. We don't go with the Rav according to Rav Yeshua. Rashi is saying, according to Rav Yeshua, this is Rav Yeshua. So we have to see. We'll answer that question in a minute. Akapanim, What the Cheshbon HaGemara is going to Rashi is, going to Rav Yeshua. I hear why you named in our Mishnah by Rav Kshayim, because it was talking about Trey Ruby. There were two Ravs, Rav the ear and Rav of the caravan. That's what's going on over here. Rav the Gemara Kasha, or me being in Trey Ruby, talking to two Ravs, by tying them to the Braisa. Teishach and Nuyas, they have nine stores, Kulon, Moichreis, Basa, Shchuta. They're all selling Basa, Shchuta, all selling kosher meat. You have nine kosher butcher shops and one trade for butcher shop. And he went into one of them. He's from out of town. He walks into town and he buys one of them. He heard it's a kosher town. He buys one. He doesn't know which one he bought from. He has no idea which one he bought from. The halacha is sveikayasa. Why? Because kol kavur kamechza mechzami. Uve nimtza, but he finds a piece of meat on the floor. You go bust the roiv. You go bust the nine stores that are kosher. So what do you see? You see you go bust the roiv. You see you go bust the roiv. One roiv. V'chi teimi, you tell me, you know why you go bust the roiv over there? V'she'ein dalsis v'dina ne'ulois. Because the doors of the city are not closed, and people are coming in from all over the place, and roiv the amma was kosher. T'ka'os lei ruba ma'amma. Maybe there, because you have two roivs, because you have roiv of a city, and there's roiv of out of the city. Right? The Gemara, it's not true. V'amra b'zeira, that this halacha of this Braisa, Teisha Chanuya, even Af Api, Shadas is Medina Nulois, even if the doors are locked. So what do you see? One rive is enough. So why is he need two rives? One rive is enough. And for the Gemara, Maila also be Yuchsin. That Echanam, the dinner two rives is Maila also be Yuchsin. So Akaponim, we are coming out that the Gemara is Maila also be two rives.
What does it mean, Maila also?
It means that when it comes to Yichus, we do extra credit. Really, one rive is enough. But by Yuchsin, we do Maila also be Yuchsin. So it's a woman that is showing like the Ritva. That's not pshat we've been chayzer from before of the gzeira of Rav Siya to Rav Eir. That's not the pshat. Maila osu b'yuchsin is the reason why we make the gzeira. It's all one pshat. It's because of the gzeira, because of maila osu b'yuchsin, we make the gzeira. And the Ritva adds on an extra knesh that will answer our Rashi. He says that Rav Yeshua holds, we know Rav Yeshua holds Rav Sherim no good. Why is Rav Sherim no good? Why is Rav Yeshua holds Rav Sherim no good? We have it before in the Gemara, because maila osu b'yuchsin. Zok the Ritva, it's because it is gzeira. Before we used to ask the question, we threw out a question. The Chayro, why is the Gemara say Pshat is that Rav ear is no good because Otu Kavua? Stop, Rav Sherim is a work according to Rav Yeshua. You know what the answer is? Because you never thought of it. Why is Fear of Yeshua Rav Sherim not good? Why Taka not good? Teretz is not good because it is Gzeira. Because of Maila Osav Yuchsin, we made this Gzeira. So that's what Ritva says. Smash on the Ritva, the law in the Ritva. Akaponim comes out, Rashi Sugi is, it's going according to Rav Yeshua. And according to Rav Yeshua, by Trey Ruby, he is Mekel, he agrees. By Trey Ruby. And when we finish the Amid, we'll speak out Taisvis. Taisvis is not like this. But this is Rashi's Mahalak and the Sugi, we're going according to Rabbi Shua. And you need Dafka Trey Ruby. It would come out, for example, La Halacha that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, we wouldn't need Trey Ruby. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds even Rabbi Shulam is good enough. And sure, Rav Sharem is good enough. We only have two Ravs. This whole Gemara, two Ravs, is very Yeshua, comes out. We pass like a Gemil, we learned. Yesterday's Blah. And day before's Blah. We learned like passing like a Gemil. Akapanim, but we'll get back to that soon. Gufa. Abraham Zera, kol kavua kamechza amechzdami. Every kavua, like we said, if you walk into the store, one of the nine, there's 10 stores, one of those 10 stores you walk into, even though there's a probability of 90% that you walked into the kosher store, still Allah is kamechza amechzdami. Abraham Zera says, this fact goes, well, I just had a case of a chumra, but Abraham Zera says, this is bein lekula, bein lechumra. Abraham Zera says, by the way, you know, kol kavua is bein lekula, say if it's a leniency, and say if it's a chumra. How does he know which Mishto or Bryce does he know that from that you go to Kula? Nine are selling kosher meat, but lokach ma'achas mehem, ve'ini day mezem, and lokach, you know which one you bought from. It says sveke yasser, and it says if you find a piece, halacharoibs, you see, you have kol kavua, hasam lachumra. There it's a chumra. There we go, lachumra, even though there's only one in the vela store, we assume that it's like a 50% chance in the vela. That's a chumra. What do you say you go to Kula? Ella, let's try this one. If this is a Tesefta and Tyrus. Ella, we know that that Shmeina Shrotzim Amatame. A frog is not one of Shmeina Shrotzim, but it's something called a Tzav, which is similar to a frog. We call it a toad, maybe. And that is one of the Shmeina Shrotzim. So you have here Tisha Tzvardim, nine Tzvardim, which are not Matame, but Sheres Echad, one of the Shmeina Shrotzim, which was a Tzav, Beneim. They all look the same. You touch one of them. I'm not sure which one you touched. The halach is sveikei tamei. So you see, kol kavua kamechza amechzdami. Even though it's 90% chance, you touch the sephardim. You touch the sephardim, which are the frogs. So the Gemara, tamei. There's also chumra. We look at bakula. Ella, in this case, matisha shrotzim, there were nine shrotzim, with sephardeya echad, and one frog, by name. So only one, it was 90% chance you touch something as tamei, and 10% chance you touch Tzvardeya. What's the halacha? Noga v'achmem, v'ein yedei v'ezim noga, it's considered a sofik, and therefore, v'shus ha-yochit sveikei tamei, v'shus ha-rabim sveikei tamei. We know, we learn from Saita, that sofik tamei v'shus ha-yochit is tamei, sofik tamei v'shus ha-rabim is tar. So here, if there's nine shrotzim, and you touch one of them, and you're v'shus ha-rabim, you're tar. It's a sofik, it's 90% chance to touch the sharetz. Teretz is, even Lakula, you say, kol kavua, kemechza amechza damit. That's from Zerah, the first right from a Tesefta. What's the Makar? We said this is the basic Zerah, the cost really in Svara, it doesn't really have an explanation why kol the parish is, you go by Sarayv, and kol kavua is 50% chance. Well, in Svara, it doesn't make sense, right? Okay. So what's the basic Zerah's cost? Where's Zerah's cost from? Mudaraisim and Allah. On Makra, the Pasuk says like this. It says in the Pasuk, there's a person who hates his friend. The Arav Loi, he hides in ambush. The Kamalah, but he calls Nefesh, Umeis. It says he kills someone. So the halach is, Achi is Gavin Loi. That the halach is, that according to the Tanakama, who's Rav Shimon in this halacha, he holds that you only chayiv Misa if you mechavin to kill this person. It means you try to kill Ruvain and you kill Shimon, you're potter. Even though you try to kill Israel and you killed the Israel, but you didn't try to this specific guy you didn't kill, has to be Arav of law, he has to be trying to kill that guy. So he has, according to him, you only chai if you actually try to kill this guy. The Rabban argue, Rabban hold that if you try to kill Reuven and kill Shimon, you chai of Misa. So what does Rabban do the pasuk for Arav Loi? Rabbanon, what do you do the pasuk for Arav Loi? For Rabbanon, Amri de Berebianai, Prat Lazarek Evan Lagav. The pasuk is coming to a Fuke case. Where you threw a stone into a group of people. Now, hechidami, what are we talking about? If it's a case of nine goyim and one Yisrael, so there we're saying because of a arav law, you're potter. So the one you don't need arav law for that. But take away the ruva kananim, it's raiv kananim, so therefore it's pashut that you are potter. Inami palga palga, even if it's five and five, also you would go to kulo sap pashal hakul. There are nine Israelim and one Kanani b'nehem. The Havale Kanani Kavua Really, it's between 90% Israelim and the Kanani Echav Adayim, one God. The Kanani Kavul, there it says that since it's not an Arab Lai, you're Potter. Because you didn't try for the Israel, you tried for Kanani, makes you Potter. Now, I didn't explain exactly the case, and now we'll explain to Rosh Hashanah two Pshatim exactly what the case over here is. One Pshat in Rosh Hashanah is a case like this. He threw a rack into the crowd, it killed someone, and then the police took everyone away. We don't know who he killed. We don't know who he killed. So the Gemara's catch like this. If it's nine Kananim and one Yisrael, it's possible you can't give him Misa. It's probably killed the Kananim. Even if it's 50-50, you can't kill him. Why? Because we go Shavuot Shavuachal. Elamar, we're talking about those nine Yisrael and one Kanani. The halacha is you can't kill him. Why not? Because Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechzdami and makes it into a Safik. So that's one pshat in learning the case of the Gemara. The other pshat is, which the Rosh Hashanah say that maybe it's more Rashidic, that here he saw he killed. He landed up killing Yisrael. But the question is, if you're a Rabbanan, you have to mechaven to kill Yisrael. Even if you have to this guy specifically, you have to mechaven to kill Yisrael. So here, is it considered trying to kill Yisrael when there's nine Kananim there? No, there's nine Kananim. You can't be considered trying to kill Yisrael. Even five and five, it's not considered like that. The chiddush is even with nine Yisraelim, because called kavua kamechza mechzadami, it's not considered a kavanah li Yisrael, because called kavua kamechza mechzadami. So we're coming out the ma'isa that from here we learn out this din of called kavua kamechza mechzadami, that as long as there's one kavua there, it makes it into equal suffix, and therefore here we saw kavush hakel, and we said even lekula all over the place, we have the idea of called kavua kamechza mechzadami.